This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. Of the common mistakes that Muslims make in the month of Ramadan and with their siyam is that they end Ramadan poorly and begin Eid incorrectly. Eid is meant to be a celebration, but it's not meant to be a celebration that breaks the rules and the boundaries that we have with Allah. It is not meant to be a show and tell, where we bring out ourselves in a way that is not intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the sharia of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the things that are at times seen where there is a lessening of our Islamic morality, where there is a greater permissibility that leads to that which is sinful behavior, should be something that is not common in our community, but sadly it is seen way too often. Eid is meant to be celebrated as an occasion of worship. And therefore, when you consider what is the day of Eid, it is meant to be the day of celebrating the completion of your month of Ramadan, celebrating the completion of the days of Hajj. Every time we worship Allah, Allah invites us to continue after with an acknowledgement of the blessing that we have just been given as an opportunity. Your Eid prayer together as a community, where even our wives and daughters who are not praying due to their feminine menstrual cycle, that they are still meant to come to the place of Eid to celebrate with us the conclusion of the blessed month of Ramadan, that we gather together and share in joy in a halal environment. What are the ways that we celebrate the days of Eid? Is that we should come together having broken our fast before praying Salatul Eid al-Fitr, that we come dressed in fine clothing, doesn't necessarily need to be new clothing. It should be a day where we have celebrated our conclusion of the month of Siyam, where we greet each other with dua, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept the month of Ramadan from us and you, accept and grant us its acceptance and reward. And it's meant to be a time where we connect with those who we may not have seen, because all of us come together in celebration and love. Now I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills your home with love in the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in khayr and protect you from harm and give you another Ramadan and another Eid and Eid and Eid. Barakallahu li wa lakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seal His favor upon all of us and gather us all together in the highest levels of Jannah with the one who taught us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.